As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Good Saturday morning. It is Pete Hoffa with you on the Fan, taking you all the way to 6 a.m. when Richard Neer takes over. 888-808-1019. That's the number to call. You can always hit me up at Hoff, WFAN. And no, this is not a lie what I'm about to say. I am not telling a lie. I never tell lies anyway, but if you thought I was lying, no. The New York Mets are the number one wild card in the National League. Let that sink in for a second, okay? Because there were so many people this entire season who sat here and said, oh, the Mets are dead, the Mets are awful, they're never going to see 500 again, I'm not going to believe this season until, you know, whatever happens, that maybe 3 games under 500, maybe 4, whatever it is. 4 games over 500. Well, put everything that's happened aside. Right now, today, July 27th, the Mets are in first as the number one wild card team in the National League. And that is an impressive, extremely impressive turn of events from what's happened this entire season. When this Mets team went 0-5, people kicked them aside. When this team went 11 games under 500, everyone kicked them aside. This is team's no good, blow it up. What is Stearns doing? What is Cohen doing? I mean, I knew this was going to be a rebuild year. We're just, what are we assessing everything? What are we actually doing here? Blow up the core, blah, 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 blah. And I'm not going to tell you it's one specific event because it's a long season and there's multiple events. Obviously, anybody could pinpoint to the game where the New York Mets went and you know, things blew up and Jorge Lopez threw his glove in the stands and they had the players only meeting. But then we got Grimace and then we got Happy Jeff. And now we got the OMG. And we have everything. Everything that's happened. We got to this point of the Mets taking over that number one wild card position. And it's not going to stop here. It's not. It's only going to get better because the ownership and the, I want to say GM, but it's President of Baseball Operations in David Stearns believes in this team. And they are making moves. Listen, Ryan Stanek, it's not sexy, but it's an arm. And let me tell you something. Right now, the Mets can use arms every single day. They're going to call people up. They're going to push people back. They're going to DFA people. Ryan Stanek is just another name right now being put in the grinder to see if it's going to work out. And there's still, what, four more days till the trade deadline? The Mets are going to be active, and it's not going to be just a bullpen arm or two. Now, there was some bad news yesterday. I mean, obviously, the win was amazing. You know, having a third inning the way they did. You know, Kodai, listen, let's take you through Friday. Let's take you through how the Mets took over that number one seed in the wild card. Kodai Senga returns. After all this time away, Kodai Senga returns. Gives up a two-run homer. Okay, fine. It's going to happen. Settled in a little bit. And then the third inning, the Mets just pounced. J.D. Martinez, grand slam. Mark Vientos, two-run home run. Francisco Alvarez, a solo shot. Seven runs in the third inning. Blew this game out. Exploded this game open. And basically said, Atlanta, not today. It's not your time. It's our time. And Kodai Senga was feeling good, and he was pitching great. Nine strikeouts. And then obviously, in the sixth inning, unfortunately, he gets injured. And that kind of kills a little bit of the vibe. Because you were hoping to see Kodai Senga do what he was doing. Dealing. And gave you ideas that we have an ace at the head. Listen, Luis Severino's been the ace so far this season for the New York Mets. But Kodai Senga to take over? Let's be serious. That would have been beautiful. That would have been a nice 1-2 punch to go with Sean Manaea, to go with Jose Quintana, you know, to maybe David Peterson, whoever else you want to throw in there to kind of lengthen out this rotation would have been great. Instead, Senga goes down and a little bit of optimism goes away because it's Kodai Senga. That's the guy that we were expecting and hoping to come back and take over and be our ace. But the positive, it's 4 days till the trade deadline, and we have an owner and a president of baseball operations who believes in this team, and they believe in this team for a long time. Before a lot of the fans got on board, they were locked in and said, this is a playoff team. We believe them. We believe in this team. And they were right. And they are continuing to build to make this team better. Now, bullpen clearly still needs help. Jose Buto is somebody who I am not going to. I know that people love Jose Buto and they want to move him back to the rotation, but that's got to stop. That ship has sailed. Jose Buto is a mainstay in the bullpen because guess what? He's needed more there. He is needed in the bullpen when you have no other arms. That is the guy you have to rely upon. He can get you three innings. If the starting pitching is not going deep, he can get you three, maybe four innings in a game. Link you to Edwin Diaz, which is extremely valuable these days because you don't have that many arms that are reliable. The circle of trust is very small. But you have Buto in the bullpen, and that's why you need to go out and be active and get me another starting pitcher. Get me another bullpen arm with Ryan Stanek. I'm not convinced yet on Ryan Stanek. And as far as offense goes, DJ Stewart's days are numbered. You can get somebody in to replace DJ Stewart, but how about this? How about think bigger? We got Tyrone Taylor. We got Harrison Bader, who's right now not even playing. Starlin Marte is supposed to come back soon. Jeff McNeil plays the outfield. How about get somebody who trumps all of them? Why do we have to think low? I keep on hearing, and we'll get to it more later, I keep on hearing names, and I want to punch myself in the face or put my face through a window about some of the idiotic names that are coming up for Mets fans and Yankee fans too. But there's so many players that are available, and we carry on ridiculous hope and, you know, finish the story. We'll get into that about the stories that may need to be finished here in New York. How about you go for the best? And that's what the Mets should be doing. They put themselves in a situation where they need to be going as aggressive as possible. Kodai Senga goes down. It stinks, but it's perfect timing. You can't ask for better timing than Kodai Senga to go down 4 days before the trade deadline. Because you can make a trade, you can upgrade. It's beautiful. He hasn't been around all season anyway. We were relying on him. Rather than saying, oh, well, listen, Kodai Senga returning is like making a big trade. How about you make the big trade? You have the capital. I know people don't want to trade the draft picks, but guess what, people? Not draft picks, excuse me. The prospects. I know people don't want to trade the prospects, but guess what, people? A lot of times, those prospects suck. It just is reality. Not everyone pans out. So you can go through the list of Luis Acuna. You can go through Jett Williams. You can go through Clifford, Gilbert. I mean, you go through anybody. Go through anybody on this Mets team. And they are expendable if you go out and get a big ticket name. And that's what we're going to do here for about 4 hours this morning, is go through big ticket names of who the Mets need to go for and how they're going to improve this team. Listen, don't get me wrong. They're going to be key pieces. We've gone through some years where some key pieces are those under-the-radar type of moves. Those, you know, those veterans that have experience. Yeah, that's great. But you still need, why not go for the jugular? Go for it, because you never know when it's going to be here. And you're here. It's special. The season is special.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The season is special. Everything is coming up New York Mets right now. So let's go. Let's go at it. And as far as the Yankees go, I'm sorry, but I don't know how you can watch the Yankees on a regular basis now and be convinced that this team is going to go anywhere if they make the playoffs. Yeah, I said it. If they make the playoffs. The New York Yankees, 888-808-1019, by the way, is the number to call. Pete Hoffman with you on the Fan. Hit me up at Hoff WFAN. Go check out the Odyssey app. Download us. Subscribe. Rewind if you wanted to share this with your friends, if the Yankees make the playoffs. Because at this rate, They've won 10 games in about 7 weeks. Guess what? If they do that the rest of the season, their win total is about 77. Okay? About 77 wins on the season. If they keep on going about 2 wins per week, it's going to get them to 77 wins. That's not a playoff spot. That's actually called a losing season. I know the Yankees haven't seen one of those in a long time, but guess what? Unless you get your head out of your ass, that's what's going to happen. And it's everybody. If that happens, everyone's gone. You could blow it up. Boone, Cashman, wipe away the chances of Soto returning. Everyone's gone. Right now, you have in front of you a team with the three best players in baseball in Gerrit Cole, Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, and you put out Clay Holmes, Luke Weaver, Tim Hill to blow a game for you? Aaron Judge does what he's supposed to do and hit a home run. A three-run home run to put you up 2 runs, and you're supposed to win that game. But again, why were you in that position anyway? Why were you in a position where you have to score 6-7 runs to win a game? Oh, because Nestor Cortez, Mr. Big Shot, who says the Yankees are always in a position to contend. Not anymore, pal. I'm sorry. This team is different. There's no guts. There's no fight. There's no nothing. There's nothing with this team, with this Yankee squad, that shows any sort of fight, any sort of contention. And it starts with you, Nestor Cortez. The last 3 games you've started, your ERA is over 10. You're not fighting either. You're part of the problem. So guess what? See ya. You're gone too. There's going to be major changes with the New York Yankees sooner than later if this doesn't right. And I don't know how you can invest in this team. And I don't know how you can make a trade with your prospects. I honestly think that the only way for the Yankees to compete right now is to make a major splash, to go for somebody, you know, whether it's I know Matt Miller is off the board right now. Mason Miller is off the board right now because he's hurt. But whatever it is, whoever you're going to go for, and that's bullpen. I'm talking about some sort of offense. Jazz Chisholm might not fit this Yankee team. Guess what? No one fits this Yankee team right now. Everybody on the team is off. Everyone's talking about Gleyber Torres got to go. He's one of the rare players hitting the ball now. No one is doing their job. And you're going to have to bring in reinforcements. But how are you supposed to do that if you can't trade your top prospects? If you can't trade Jason Dominguez? If you can't trade Spencer Jones? Those are the guys people want. They're not going to hand you over a top player with control for peanuts. It's not happening. But now you put yourself in a situation where if you don't go for it, what was the point of bringing Juan Soto in? What was the point of bringing Juan Soto to New York, to Pinstripes, if you're not planning to win this year because you don't know what he's going to do? I know people keep on saying, oh, rumors are Juan Soto, you know, he'll probably stick around because he loves New York. Where else is he going to go? When the money calls, he will go. 888-808-1019. That's Pete Hoffman with you on the Fan. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Vito in Oyster Bay. Vito, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Pete?
How are we doing, man?
Listen, I'm a pissed off Yankee fan.
Okay.
I'm pissed off, man. I think they got to blow this up.
Okay. What, and why is that? What gives you that reasoning? Why are you pissed off? What makes you most pissed off about this team?
they got three guys that I think they shouldn't touch, and that's Aaron Judge, Juan Soto, and Gerrit Cole. And
okay.
Listen, let me know anyone else on this roster that deserves a roster spot. They got no guys. They have no juice. Aaron Boone's a shell of himself. Well, let me know what you think.
Well, I know what I think. I just said the same thing. I just said blow it up because there's no other way to fix it. There's no way to fix it. I know people want to make – here's the deal. You have two options if you're the Yankees. You're trading your prospects and trying to make a deep, 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 deep run this year and win it all this year, or you trade off your players and build for the future. And how can you justify it when your team is in a playoff hunt right now? Well, guess what? This team was a fake and phony team the first 2 months of the season. The Yankees were fake and phony. Just what is what it is. That is not who the record, the team that was first to 50 wins is not who they were. The last 2 months have been a reality check, and it's not changing. There's no white horse coming in. There's no knight that's walking in the door. There's no one that's going to say, hey, I'm stepping up. I'm the ace of the staff. They already got him. Gerrit Cole came back. He keeps on getting shelled. Giancarlo Stanton? The guy that you wanted to run out of town for years? That's the guy? No chance. And I'm a big Giancarlo Stanton fan, but I'm not relying on him at his age, in his career. Not happening. 888-808-1019. Tony in Hoboken. Tony, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? I'd like to hear your thoughts on a potential Jazz Chisholm and Tanner Scott trade headlined by Jason Dominguez. And afterwards, I'd just like to hear your thoughts on Jazz as a player overall. Thank you.
No problem, Tony. And thank you so much for a phone call. Here's the thing about Jazz Chisholm, okay? I understand he's flashy. I understand that a lot of people, you know, I heard Danielle talking about his strikeout rate. Let's be serious here. There is no management right now with the Marlins. There's no adjusting. The entire team is swinging at, you know, everything in the world. They strike out at everything. It's all or nothing with that Marlins team. So I can't sit there and really give real credence to what they're doing in Miami. I think if Jazz Chisholm home leaves and goes to wherever it's going to go, if he comes to the pinstripes, I think the approach will be a tad bit different. He's not going to be swinging out of his shoes every single pitch. I don't believe that's the case. Now, you want to make a trade for Chisholm, Tanner Scott. I think that's a very smart move. Now, as far as where you're going to put him, is Chisholm going to play outfield for now? Because Gleyber Torres still is here. You know, you got to remember that Torres is here for at least two, three more months till the playoffs are over, and then he can walk. Chisholm, though, you know, you'll have control over him for a little bit, which is nice. He's a flashy player. You know, let's be serious. He's somebody that my kid, who's 6 years old, wants to be. It was being a Marlins fan because of Jazz. Why? I have no idea. Maybe it's because of MLB The Show. Maybe it's just because he looks cool with the chains around his neck. Regardless, it's not a bad idea to bring him in. And again, where people say, oh, he's not going to fit this Yankee team. He's got to clean up his act a little bit. Let's be serious. Everybody on this Yankee team needs to clean up their act. You know who needs to clean up his act? Juan Soto. Juan Soto has to clean up his act. Yesterday, and I have the picture. Took it. It was in the pizza shop in Eastchester, getting some pizza for my kid. And the Yankees are down 3-1. And my kid pointed out, he's like, what is Soto doing? And Soto's sitting there. He's kind of hovering over one of the cameras at Fenway. And he's smiling and like having fun in the outfield. As the Yankees are down 3-1, he's having a blast. He's in the spotlight. He's having a great time. And I'm not trying to crush guys for having a good time, want to have fun. But you are in the middle of one of the worst collapses ever in baseball. And I don't see anything right in the ship anytime soon. But you're in the middle of one of the worst collapses in baseball, and you're sitting there flashing off your chains, having a good time, putting a smile on. You know what, Juan Soto? You're not going to last in this town. You need to start winning. You need to do more. And this team needs to do more around you before you can start smiling like that and having a good time and getting in the cameras and whatnot. And not for nothing, Jazz Chisholm will fit right in with Juan Soto. If that's the case, they'll have a blast just hanging out. I'm not sure if that's going to bring winning. Tanner Scott, obviously someone's going to help bolster up the bullpen and stuff like that, so that'll be good. But listen, I'm not opposed to that. Do you give up Jason Dominguez? Let me ask you a question. The idea of Jason Dominguez, and we'll break here, we'll come back with it. The idea of Jason Dominguez, is that better than his actual performance? Because that's what a lot of prospects pan out to be. The thought of what they can be and what they really are two different things. 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. I see the Yankee fans are out. Mark, Kelvin, Bobby, we will get to you guys. We'll get into the Yankees, but also the Mets. And we will get into the trade deadline all morning long. We'll talk about it. I want to hear from you. Who should the Mets go out and get? I have my opinions, but there's one person specifically that I do not want to see the Mets go out and get. I'll tell you right after this. 888-808-1019. Pete Hoffman with you on the Fan. Hit me up at Hoff, WFAN.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.